Hello dear listeners, James here. I've just been to visit Mr. Asda's shop to pick up some provisions for the evening. And this is a bit of a double audio boo for Audio Mo on day 18, the 18th of June. There's two elements to this. The first is something I've been longing to capture for quite a while, and I'll play you a little snippet of it in a minute. Some checkouts in supermarkets are arranged so they're pretty much uniform, while others, they've programmed them up, each one of them, to play a different note. And I thought I'd share what sounds actually quite like a game of Pong between checkouts. There's three of them in front of me as I sat and listened. And although because the amount of shopping that each customer had wasn't a huge amount, they cycled through from 1 to 2, and then 2 to 3, and then 1 to 3. And now, as I'm on my way home, I'm going to take a photo of something else. I call it the path most travelled, and I'm sure there's a phenomenon for it. There's probably studies about it, though I don't know if there's necessarily a word for it, and that's if the human population find that there is a route to a place which is the most convenient route, even if there is no provision made for it, that path will be beaten. And one of the most evident of that was when I used to park about a mile away from the office. I used to walk across a patch of green, which quite often would be quite muddy, but it was a direct route that would otherwise, you'd have to go down a footpath, then turn a perpendicular right and along another footpath. And this one just was a hypotenuse to that. And it wasn't paved, but everybody walked it. And I think it's an interesting phenomenon because it just takes one person to start treading down the earth, and the earth gets worn away, and it becomes, on a decent day, a perfectly viable track. This particular one, I'm standing at the corner of the Asda car park, which goes onto the footpath, and there's no other convenient way down, really. And so people have walked down the slight slope, and you can see the grass is no longer there as a consequence. Whether anybody will commit to turning it into a path, they probably won't, because there are other routes. You have to walk, I don't know, 40 metres to my left to get to one exit, and another 20 metres to my right to get to the other. But this is the most direct route to get onto Wigmore Lane. And I like that celebration. I like the fact that we will find our own route. And it makes me quite optimistic about humanity. Because, you know, we don't follow rules. If those rules are bendable by, you know, the arbitrary rules, of course, bendable by our own innovation. There you go, double boo from me as I go home from Asda on a lovely, warm Audio Mo day 18, which is a Wednesday. Bye for now.